Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Afternoon, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How's it going?
It's good.
How you been?
I've been good. I've been hot.
You've been hot.
A lot.
This whole week.
It's hot outside. It's hot inside. It's hot everywhere.
So it's like my theory. It's not hot outside. Hot in here. Right?
As we point to ourselves.
As Nelly would say, it's getting hot in here. Yeah. That's all though I want to say.
And it's not comfortable.
No, you know what? That's the beauty, I think, of like perimenopause. It's not comfortable.
No.
Right?
And I've been making people at work very upset with me because they're freezing to death in the office.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you touch that thermostat, I'm going to break your finger.
Yeah, right? I'll kill people for less than that.
I'm really cold.
No.
I can't.
Put on a sweater. Put on a sweater. I think everybody needs to be almost 50.
I think so.
Right? Because it's horrible. But you're right. You know what? At any time during my day, I can be seen holding onto a cardboard clearance sign, fanning myself. And now, you know what? And now I'm not even being, like, I'm being so, like, nice myself, like, personally still nice. But when a customer comes in, I'm asking everybody, right? It's like I'm doing a survey for the bay. So, how do you find it in here today? Oh, it's a little bit warm. Ah, it's so hot. And then it just starts my rant. It's so hot. But it's so weird. When you go upstairs, it's, like, cool. But down here, it's hot. And then I just start as I'm fanning myself.
Well, the downstairs on the main level of where I work is fine. It's actually quite nice. As long as you don't move around too quickly.
Right.
And break a sweat.
Yeah, fair enough.
But then I think the shirt that I'm wearing today is not helping me.
Because you got long sleeves.
No, it's polyester.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It doesn't breathe.
I think people are absolutely correct. When you start to
fibers.
Have, yes, you have to go cotton.
My mother-in-law, Hilda,
and I
swears.
Hate that.
My mother-in-law, Hilda, remember she would come shopping at Pennington's and she'd be like, do you have only cotton, dear? And it'd be like, well, I have a blend. No blend, just only cotton.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm totally understanding it because I am like so hot.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And I'm like, enough.
Yeah, you know what else?
Done.
You know what else is weird, Samantha?
What?
That you're wearing the same pants as me.
They're not quite the same.
They're pretty much black pants. That's with like piping. Is that what it's called? Piping down the middle?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that we're in the same
pants.
Mine
has a cuff.
Mine does not have a cuff.
I bought mine from Reitman's.
I bought mine from my work. But they look very similar. To the naked eye, Samantha, we look like we're wearing matching bottoms today. And that's a little bit weird.
Oh, that is a little bit weird.
But here, I have something I want to share.
What?
So I've started a new thing. So everybody, friends of the podcast, everybody harps at me because you have to have a breakfast, 3 solid meals. Where's your breakfast? Did you have breakfast? What are you having for breakfast? That's what I hear all the time.
Yes.
Including from you, right? What'd you have for breakfast? So guess what I've done? Because I'm super proactive. First off, I have rectified the problem. I'm now having a breakfast.
What is that?
It is a carnation instant breakfast. Why are you laughing?
Because that's not breakfast.
That's breakfast.
No, it's not.
It's got my calories. It's got my vitamins in it.
Oh,
it's got my, like, my riboflavin, my niacin, whatever that shit is. But I know. But those words are commonly used with breakfast.
Yes, they are commonly used.
So they are now in my drink, in me, every morning.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are you just lazy and don't want to put the spoon in your hand, the cereal in the bowl, and the milk in the bowl, and then scoop and bring it to your mouth and chew?
You know what, Samantha?
You just think drinking is just like a little bit quicker?
I'm a busy woman. My time is valuable.
So basically you're saying...
I like chocolate milk is what
lazy.
I'm saying. No, I like chocolate milk. But here's something for you. Okay, so if you could pick chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry, what would you pick?
I would probably pick strawberry.
Great. I have 6 for you.
I am not drinking
Mike
old,
accidentally...
I'm not drinking old people milkshakes.
Don't think of it like that, though.
Drinking old people milkshakes.
But don't think of it like that, though. That's the thing. Don't think of it like that.
I don't need to be coerced into eating breakfast. I actually eat breakfast.
When do you eat breakfast?
Well, usually when I get up.
Well, I know, but this saves you a step. Gives you time. Lets you hit the snooze button one more time. Uh-huh. It's like when you get your hair cut. I get 10 extra minutes of sleep.
Now
instead of having to make a piece of toast, ding.
I don't think I'm as lazy as you are.
So. Samantha, it's not lazy. It's
good. I don't want to drink my breakfast. No.
You don't know what you're
missing.
I'll
drink coffee, but I don't want to drink my breakfast.
That's fine. Well, you know what? When your body is lacking in the riboflavin
niacin. I take vitamins and you know that.
I know, but still, right? This is a complete meal. It says right on the box, complete.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but the problem is that he bought one box that had 3 flavors, and I only like 1 flavor. So you, my friend, loving strawberry, are going to get... You are the lucky recipient.
I don't want them.
Well, you're going to get them.
No.
Can you just try one?
No.
With your skim milk?
No.
Just give it a try.
No.
It's not going to hurt.
No.
Can't kill you.
No.
Look at me.
I'm not going to. Yeah.
Look at me.
The poster child for carnation.
Woohoo.
Mixes.
Right? I'm bringing it into the younger generation.
Well.
That's what I'm doing.
That's true.
So I just wanted to share that with you.
All right.
So there you go.
Thanks for sharing.
So Samantha.
I still don't want them though.
Well, you're going to get the strawberry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I might even accidentally... Oops, sorry, I thought you said vanilla, too. I might get the vanilla, too. Just try
them. So then that makes your husband buy it, then?
No, because I'll tell him only chocolate. He didn't know.
I know, but he won't buy it unless you drink the other ones first.
Yeah.
So you got to schlep it off with somebody else.
Yeah, so I'm going to give them to you. Right? I guess whatever you do with them is your business once you have them.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay, so Samantha, let's tell the friends of the podcast. What are we here for today?
Well, we are going to discuss some of the secret TV shows.
Oh, and you know what? Here's what I hope. I hope we're not judged.
Not harshly, anyways.
No, but I think we're going to be judged.
You might put your judgment pants on, people. And you know what? I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
Judge away.
Judge away.
So, yeah. So, you know what? Oh, my goodness. It kind of brought back like a weird, like, kind of pleasure going through all of my favorite shows. So, do you want to go first, Samantha?
Well, nope.
Nope. Yeah. Why? Why?
Because I think people will judge me really harshly. Because I have a couple of trends here that I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that.
But let's start. Let's see. Let's see. No? No? Do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Yours are really...
You start the topic.
Okay. So I can already tell that mine are way different than yours.
Yes, I think so.
Friends of the podcast, just listen to how one of us is excited to talk about theirs. And the other... Putting a bag over her head.
Yeah, probably.
Which is kind of funny. Okay, so my number one guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Forged in Fire.
Oh my, serious?
Yeah, yeah, it's so cool. So it's so cool.
On the History Channel.
Yeah, yeah, but Samantha, the thing is that I'm a history buff, right?
Yes.
So as a history buff, first off, I love it anyways. Mm-hmm. Second off, do you know, and you don't even know this about me, I guarantee, no, friends of the podcast, you don't even know this about me. I think that I am a really excellent bladesmith. I think I'm really, really skilled in it. I just need
what to, yeah. In the world would make you think that you know how to make a blade?
I can tell. I can tell that I can make a blade. Not only can I make the blade,
you've never done it.
I can also. I know, but I know I could. I know I can also recreate the history iconic weapons that they asked them to do. Yeah, right. So, friends, the podcast, how the show works, and yes, I can.
No.
Yes, I can. I always thought I wasn't crafty, but I think I'm really crafty. Because I get it. I get it. So, friends of the podcast, it's like a competition for $10,000. So, they have four bladesmiths, and they start off by making a knife in their own design. So, whatever their design is. And then they weed it down, right? So, then they pick the top three. Then the top three finish the knife. They put the handle on the knife. It's super cool, right? They put the handle on the knife.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then they go down to two, and then with the two, then they pick an iconic weapon from history that they have to make. So it could be like, I don't know, like a battle axe could be, right? Used in like the 1820s or something. So they go to their home forges. That's what it's called, right? They go to their home forges and then they make this. They have 5 days to make it.
Uh-huh.
And then they come back and then they have to do a random test. So one has to have to chop the coconut to see if the coconut chops and there's no damage. And then they like slice a pig in half, dead carcass. And then the guy's like, your blade will kill. Oh, your blade will cut.
My God.
Yeah. And so the reason why, like I'm like, sign me up. I'll do it without even knowing. Give me some, I'm not even kidding, Samantha.
You don't know how to do this.
Give me some Damascus steel. Right? Let me find a home forge. Let me find a home forge. Like maybe like Larry's Garage could be my forge. I take my Damascus steel. I get my quench.
What makes you think?
And I just know I can. I know I can.
You inherently have this skill.
Because I think in a past life I was a bladesmith. I feel it. I feel it so passionately.
In a past life.
Yeah. And you know what? My blade? It would kill. It will kill. And it will cut.
All right.
Love the show. It's been on since 2015. And I watch it all the time. Even repeat. Spike's like, we've seen that one. I'll watch it again. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That is so sad.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, it's not quite as exciting as that.
Okay, well, tell me.
Oh, my God.
Tell me what you got.
You're so weird.
No, I'm not. I just, I am a bladesmith.
No, you're not.
I really think I am. Hi, my name is Lisa.
I'm a Blitz.
What do you have a hobby? Matter of fact, I do. I can't color or stay in the lines, but I can make a sword.
I know. You've never done it.
But I've learned.
How do you know?
I think I could.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh my
God. I think so.
You're so delusional.
I don't think I am. And sometimes they use different types of steel. I don't even need the Damascus steel. All the Damascus steel does is it just gives a pretty pattern. I can use like bike chain like they do, cable. I can do it, barbed wire. I could make a sword out of any of them. I know I can. I know it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because like the look on your face is like, I can do it.
I know I can. I know it.
That is so...
I'm going to Google see if there's, like, any courses in Saskatoon.
Oh, my God.
And that's what we could do. Oh, my God. That's what we could do. We could set up, like, a fall course in bladesmithing.
No.
Yeah.
No. I have no interest.
But you haven't... I bet... Well, you know what? It's because you wouldn't be able to do it as good as me. I think that's part of it.
Yes, because I wasn't a bladesmith in a past life.
Yeah.
You're so weird.
Yeah. So tell me about yours. Tell me one of yours.
Well, mine are a little more subdued.
Okay.
Compared to yours.
Okay.
I watch.
I'm still so pumped.
You're so pumped. I watch the Bachelor series.
Yes.
Now I know that other people watch
right
this.
Now, and right now they're like,
yeah.
Don't be.
Don't be, because I believe I watch these shows because I can tell these people what to do in their life to make themselves a better person.
So it's like you go, ding, the doctor is in,
yeah.
Right for the episode. Is that what you do, Samantha?
Because they're train wrecks.
I'm not familiar with, I mean, I know them, but I don't watch them.
But then, okay, so I watched Bachelor Paradise because this season there was controversy, so I was a little more committed to watching what was going on.
How exciting.
But to be honest, it's a little boring.
Okay.
But The Bachelorette was actually quite interesting this time.
Well, is that the one that we saw the finale on when we were on holidays?
She was smarter.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just watched the one and I was like,
But I just like, I think I like it because I apparently am interactive with the show because I yell at the TV screen.
Oh, wow.
Like, really? You just did that? You did not just say that.
But you know what, though? But that's the beauty of these shows, because that's like I do with Forged in Fire. I'm like, not too much quench. I do the same type of thing.
Oh, my God.
I do the same type of thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Kind of.
No, it's
right?
not.
You're giving direction. I'm giving direction.
No.
I'm like, I don't think I do it in the oil.
No.
Maybe just the water.
No.
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 Okay.
No.
Just try it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying.
You're
And have you always watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
No.
No? I'm
on and off.
Okay.
Some of the, it just depends.
Yeah.
If I think they're just ridiculous, I don't watch
then
them.
Then you don't bother?
Then I don't bother.
Okay.
But this last season, I enjoyed The Bachelorette. Yeah. I don't know what The Bachelor's going to look like.
Mm. That's with the rose. Do they all give a rose?
Yeah, it's kind of silly. But the show that I even watch reruns of right now, because if I watch, because I've seen them or whatever, I still watch them again, is 90 Day Fiancé.
I hear you, my friend. Oh, my God. Friends of the podcast, you need to check out this train wreck. This is like the epitome of all train wrecks.
So now, I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, and then I watched the live show, and it's in three parts or two parts.
Yep.
Holy...
There's a finale. Is it not coming up this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Does Mohammed get deported?
I hope so.
That's what we need to know.
He's such an asshole. He's such an asshole. And that... The Russian girl?
Yes.
Is so mean.
And Beast.
So mean
and
to
Beast
George.
Yeah.
So mean to George.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God.
But you know what's so funny about that show, Samantha? So you stumbled upon it this season?
Yes.
I've been watching it for all of the seasons.
Really?
Yes, it started in 2014.
Aww.
So Friends of the Podcast, what it is, if you haven't seen the show, it is, so it's kind of like shaming of the mail order bride and groom.
And groom.
Yeah. It used to just be the bride, now it's the bride and the groom. So what they do is, so an American couple, or American person applies for what's called a K-1 visa, and and that's for anywhere in the world. Any lonely soul who's found love can come over to America for on a 90-day K-1 visa, fall in love, and get a green card.
Yeah, get married and get a green card.
Some of the seasons were really, like, just, like, not horrible.
No.
But I think what must have happened this year, because this year's been, like, so over the top.
Tumultuous.
Is I think that they must, like, they did that on purpose.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because have you seen the show now? It's called 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Days Before.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
It's interesting, too.
See, I just saw a few minutes. I'm like, no.
Yeah. So
I don't want to get to know them ahead of time.
No, neither do I. No. So I'm not fully committing. No. But I will continue watching 90 Day Fiancé and not feel bad about it because it is the train wreck that entertains me.
It's so entertaining. And it's funny because it's like a whole new meaning to happily ever after.
Oh, there's right? No happily?
No.
And there's never after.
And there's never after. Ooh. So my other ones that I like on there too, though, are Pau and Russ.
Yeah.
Right? So Pau wants to be a big model. And Russ is a very, very straight-edged, uptight American boy, man.
I think it's Ohio, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And he is not excited that his drop dead beautiful wife is going to wear lingerie in a shoot.
Yeah.
And it's so explosive because she's like, rah, 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 and he's like, rah, rah, rah. Like, it's so insane.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, I love that show too.
Yeah. Like, it's a good one.
In a bad way.
I love it. And yeah, in a bad way.
In a bad way.
Just like The Bachelorette and The Bachelor and The Bachelors in Paradise. It's just the train wreck that you enjoy watching.
It's like,
you forget how crazy people can get.
It's kind of like knowing that, you know what, deep down in your heart, you know, should not watch this junk.
No.
But I'm going to.
No.
Right? It's like, I don't need another donut, but I'm having it.
Exactly.
It's like that.
It's a bad habit.
It's a guilty pleasure.
You know it.
It's kind of crazy. Okay, so another one of mine?
Sure.
Because here's my pattern, not quite a little bit different than your pattern. My pattern is all about things that I must do, I must be so skilled at in other parts of my life.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, wicked tuna.
You are not a fisherman.
You're right, I'm not. I am a blue fin tuna fisher.
Don't.
Yes, I catch
bluefin
tuna in the Atlantic Ocean. Yes, I do.
So you watch shows that you think you potentially can do, or in your past life you were, so you identify with them?
I want to be on one of the boats. I want to be on one of the teams, and I want to be one of the teams that catches the most tuna. Right? So it's on National Geographic. I started watching it, and now, just like my fortune in fire. No, listen,
I had a visual image of you on a boat trying to fish and going into the sea because the fish is bigger than you.
These tunas can be 700 pounds.
I know.
Right? Who knew a tuna was that big? I thought like salmon. Nah, no, tunas. Right? And I think I could be like a first mate. Right? So I think I'd be like,
you can't.
I could.
No, you can't.
I could. And when I see that show, when they pull up the tuna, in my mind, this is me. And then I become like the dock worker. In my mind, I'm like 700 pounds, 17 bucks a pound. That's what I think. Because they take a core sample and they squirt it out. And I'm like, I look at the color of it on the TV. I'm like, a little bit pink, a little bit fatty, 17 bucks. I know it.
No, you don't.
I feel I do.
No, you don't.
I think I do. I love wicked tuna. God. So I think in my past life, not only did I forge in fire, I also caught some fish.
You're a fisherman.
I was catching some fish.
Got it.
Yeah.
I have very boring tastes compared to you.
Well, I'm just a little bit different.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I apparently like to scare myself to death, too.
Oh, I don't like that.
Because I watch The Dead Files.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
No, not me.
I caught on to this a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I was bored one night after work, and I was just flipping channels. I'm like, oh, what's The Dead Files? Ooh, it's talking about ghosts.
I don't like shit like that.
Stuff like that. And every once in a while, I scare the crap out of myself, and I turn on all the lights in my house.
Yeah, I would too. I couldn't do it.
And then I'm like, are there ghosts around me? And I get all freaked out, and then I have to stop watching it.
Yeah. I don't like shows that could be real. Because you know what?
Potentially,
because you know my theory on ghosts, right?
Yes.
And the deceased, just stay where you are.
Stay where you are.
Right? Stay where you are. We'll see you one day. You're good over there. Right? Should I visit? You don't need to.
You don't need to.
Right? I'm perfectly fine with
that. Stay where you are.
But yeah, no, I don't like those. No, not my type. But I can see it, though. I can see you kind of liking that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because you know how I like Halloween.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is kind of up my alley a little bit.
Okay, I have another one.
Okay.
My cat from hell.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even have a cat.
I know, though. I have Maggie.
She's fake.
And she's also not from hell. So what this show is, I'm not even going to spend much time on it because it's just kind of funny. I can't watch it for long. So there's this guy. His name's Jackson Galaxy, and they call him the Cat Daddy. And friends of the podcast, what he does is he tames psycho cats. He resolves the conflict between pet and owner. Just like the Dog Whisperer.
Yes.
Just but with crazy, crazy mean cats. So it's funny because you just can't even believe that these cats, no offense to the cat world, aren't going back to the Humane Society. No. Right?
Instead,
but it's funny though because these cats are and then they become good cats.
Do they?
Yeah.
You really can. He really changes.
He really does. Yeah.
You don't think it's fake?
No, like you, those cats can't. They're cats, Samantha. They don't know how to act fake. That's a real cat being mean.
That's true.
Yeah, they're just being mean. Okay. I watched a little bit of that.
Well, I like all things public broadcasting.
Sorry, just wake me up. Sorry, wake me up when you're done.
Yeah, I like old people TV.
Yeah, because you're old people.
So I'm going to mention that I watch a lot of, okay, the reason why I love CBC, because for a long time I didn't have cable. And that was my enough. Main channel.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got up close and personal with CBC's
lucky you
stuff, their shows. So I really love Coronation Street, but I love all things English.
Lots of people
as well.
Like that show.
Yeah. Yeah. And Murdoch Mysteries.
Oh, my dad was watching that. I'm like, I don't get that
show. I love
show.
Murdoch Mysteries. Mm. But on PBS, I like, again, Death in Paradise, Miss Fisher's Mysteries, and Grant Chester. And they're all English murder mysteries.
From 1952.
No, they're not. They're new, but they're like some of them
based
are
on 1952.
Set back in the day. Yeah. But I love them. Don't make fun of them.
Didn't you say, too, that sometimes there was another show that you and your Aunt Max used to watch?
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh.
Yeah, I love that show.
Angela Lansbury.
I love Mrs. Fletcher.
My uncle, Bob, who used to watch that show 125 years ago, right? And I remember watching it with him thinking, like, paint drying is better.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Love it. It's cute, it's quaint, and I enjoy it. Okay. And there's another show called Agatha Raisin that I've just started watching.
Ooh, how it's exciting.
It's on Vision
TV.
Channel 70 Vision TV. It's the old channel, old people channel. It's a British murder mystery as well.
Sometimes I'll watch, like, the PBS concert series. Like, I watched the Bee Gees not too long ago.
Oh, I did, too.
That was really good.
That
and
was
then,
a really
and
good
I
one.
Saw, I saw the Carp- they did the Carpenters not too long
oh,
ago.
Oh, I didn't see that
Super
one.
Good, too. Yeah. So here's the thing, then. Do you contribute?
No.
Well, nice. You
I would
should
have,
be.
I would have to have money for that.
Well, you should be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I have one more show.
Uh-huh.
Donnie Loves Jenny. Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of follows into the Wahlbergs after.
Yeah.
Right? I love me some Donnie Wahlberg.
Do you?
Never did as a group, but love him as an adult. Yeah. I don't know why.
You don't like him in New Kids on the Block?
No. You know, I was not really a fan.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
Oh.
I didn't really care. Take him or leave him.
No.
Hanging tough. Right? Step by step. You know it. Right?
Oh my God. Yeah. You know the songs.
I know the songs. Of course I do. What else you got?
Okay. Well, I love Swamp People.
Yes.
My sister loves these people too. And it's just interesting how they go about catching their alligators.
So weird, hey? Like, that's their profession.
You know what I also think is really funny? That they, just because they have heavy Louisiana accents, their subtitles.
Have to.
As if it's a foreign film.
I know, right? They have to because it's so hard to understand them.
No, it's funny though.
Right? But they're so, I too. Because I probably ties into my fishing, right?
Oh, my God.
I too like that show. And I think it's so cool that, did you know that the season for hunting alligators is only 30 days?
Yep.
It's the first, they start on the first Wednesday in September.
And they go 30 days.
30 days.
And they can go upwards of 500 tags.
Yeah, and they can make, based on that, they can make like $60,000.
That's crazy balls.
I know. And like, so dangerous.
For like the whole year.
For the whole year.
There you go.
On the bayou.
On the bayou.
Yeah, but I think it's cool. I like that show, too.
Okay, but you know what, Lisa? Mm-hmm. On our vacation.
Alaskan Bush People.
Alaskan Bush People.
I haven't really had a chance to get into it yet, but I'm going to. I'm committed to them.
I
gave them my word.
They're just a bunch of...
You know what, though?
People.
The mom is battling. She's getting ready to battle cancer.
That's not
so
good.
So, prayers to her.
Yes.
You know, I think what's so cool with some of these shows is, like, especially, like, an Alaskan Bush People or even, like, the Swamp People, is that you just see such a different side of life.
They're just good people who work hard.
And who just are a little bit different than, like, their way of living is different than our way. But the values, especially, I think, what I got from the Alaskan Bush People, their values are very similar, like, just very similar.
Down to earth.
Down to earth. Good
Literally.
People. Good people. What else do you got? You got some honorable, yeah, what do I see?
Well,
best or the worst of all
sometimes,
time?
Sometimes, Lisa... I like to throw some new categories at you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I came across the weirdest TV shows of all time.
Wow. You probably watch most of them.
Nope. No. I only wrote down the ones that I knew.
Okay. Well, even just the fact that you knew them.
Yeah. Twin Peaks.
Didn't watch it.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I had to stop. At one point, I was like, I'm lost.
Yeah, I don't get
and
that
that's
one.
Not good.
No.
The Twilight Zone.
Didn't watch it.
That's old, though. The old Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Outer Limits.
Didn't watch it.
My Strange Addiction.
Watched it.
Yeah, TLC.
So weird, that show.
Yeah.
Friends of the podcast, did you ever watch Google My Strange Addiction? There were people who were like, I like to eat the stuffing from my pillow.
I like to eat detergent.
Yeah. Like, it's I like nasty. To eat the drywall. Like, it was so weird, but just, they were just, like, addicted.
Weird shit.
Yeah, like, one guy had, like, these are all my wives, and they were all, like, mannequins from stores. So weird.
Oh, my God.
So weird. Didn't, I don't think it lasted long, because maybe it was, like, too good to be true or something.
Probably. How many, oh, too many weird people, maybe.
I know.
And then the one show I kind of knew about was Erie, Indiana.
Never even heard of it.
Yes. Two teenage boys live in some small town, okay. And weird things happen.
No,
and
don't know them.
Try and find out.
I don't know them.
Okay.
But now I'm excited for the next topic.
TV jingles.
TV jingles. Commercial jingles. Samantha.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer.
All right.
Everybody remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Ready? I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, don't you want to be a pepper too?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper. Right?
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper.
Okay, give me another one.
I'm stuck on Band-Aids because my Band-Aid's stuck on me.
Do you know who sang that?
No.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's right.
He wrote and he sang it.
That's right.
Which brings me to a funny thing about Barry Manilow is in the Jingle Writer Hall of Fame.
That's right. He used to write jingles.
Yeah, he did. Him and Randy Newman.
Yes.
Randy Newman did the Dr. Pepper one.
Okay.
Barry Manilow did, ready for this, Band-Aids.
Okay.
Like a Good Neighbor. State Farm is there.
Yes.
That one. He did one for KFC. And then do you remember the McDonald's one? Give me a break. Or you deserve
Give
a, break.
Me a break.
No, that's Kit Kat.
Give me a break.
That's Kit Kat.
Oh, it's,
yeah. Okay. You deserve a break today?
Yeah.
He did that one.
Oh.
I know. Wrote them.
Snappy. Yeah.
Completely snappy.
They're snappy.
Yeah.
And actually, Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there is one of my catchy jingles.
Is it?
Because
that's a super catchy one.
And then I was singing, Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yes. Here's one. Trezemme, Trezemme, ooh la la. Remember that?
No.
It's a shampoo.
Oh my God.
It's a shampoo. Yeah. Okay. Well, here's another one that I thought was, I'm going to sing it, friends. I'm going to bring up my, just pretend it's reggae.
Okay.
It's for Clorox. Mama's Got the Magic of Clorox 2. And it was like, and she sang it like in a reggae.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, okay, I don't want to sing it because I'm, Google it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, how about meow, 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 meow,
absolutely.
Meow, meow, meow,
meow. Yep, meow mix, right? Here's one that I when I looked it up, I saw it, but I was reminded of it the other day from Bryce, who is Michelle's husband, to all beef patty special sauce, pickles, lettuce, onions on a sesame seed bun, McDonald's. Right?
Oh my God.
He brought that one up, and
wow.
I'm like, oh, I forgot all about that one.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you have another one?
Juicy fruit, the taste that's gonna move, yeah.
What about Big Red Gum?
Oh.
Say goodbye a little longer, make it last a little longer.
Yeah.
Give your breath long-lasting freshness with Big Red.
Oh, my God.
Right? That was from 1976.
That's funny.
Yeah. So here's a funny thing about these jingles, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they refer to commercial jingles as an earworm.
Because it sticks with you.
Yeah, and they say that it's like some big psychology thing because it's the song continues to repeat in your ear after the song stopped playing years later when you still can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
What about, and she told two friends, and so on. They say women retain jingles more than men.
I'm not surprised.
I know, hey?
How you chewing.
Ah, that's the ostrich from the Stride gum commercial. Okay, this one I think we need to share. So, friends of the podcast, here's a funny story. A few years back, remember Stride gum had that big crazy ostrich. He was like in the office and he was doing all these different things.
And he was answering the phone.
And his phrase was, how you chewing? So, my husband downloaded a bunch of the commercials because I thought it was so funny. Mm-hmm. I love that ostrich. And then it was really funny because I've gone through some dental work, and Sam has a bad jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So then that became kind of our catchphrase.
Yep.
So when I was going through my dental work issues, Sam would send a message, and she'd be like, how you chewing? And I'm like, and then when she was going through her jaw problems, I'm like, hey, Samantha, how you chewing? Probably not that good.
Not that good. Right?
So it was just kind of really funny. I really enjoyed that ostrich.
I really liked that commercial.
And then it was funny. And then when it first came out, I remember going to Ottawa to visit my sister, and my niece Lexi was just little, and I drove her crazy because I'd be like, hey Lex, how you chewing? And she would be like, stop it. Like, just went mad. Hey, like this little redheaded kid. Stop it, Auntie Lisa. Lexi. She's like, don't. I'm like, how you chew it. And I don't know what about it, but I just love that commercial. Oh,
that's a good commercial.
It was a good commercial.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but you know what?
What?
Do you remember catchphrases from TV commercials?
I don't know. You'll have to test me.
They're great.
Frosted Flakes. One of the two cereals I will only eat.
Milk. It does the body good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a good catchphrase.
Put some carnation in it. It does it even better.
Does it even better.
That's a new phrase.
Bet you can't eat just one.
What is that?
Lay's potato chips.
Okay, yeah, that'd be near and dear to your heart.
Which is ironic because it's a potato chip, and of course you can eat more than one.
Of course.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's a potato chip.
It's a potato chip.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Never, never, ever eat Tricks.
Trick cereal.
No, never a fan. Never a fan.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, hi, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
That little old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finger looking good.
KFC.
Which, by the way, they dropped.
Why?
In 2011.
How come?
I don't know.
Probably because it's not nice to lick your finger.
Probably not.
Yeah, nowadays, probably not. So probably what is not. It now? Just finger?
Not.
Ooh, that's...
That's high.
High, maybe finger...
Where are you that?
Maybe finger... okay, you know what? That just reminded me. Friends of the podcast, I'm backtracking. I forgot I have an honorable mention that's not mine for TV shows you'd be embarrassed of.
Oh.
So my friend Michelle from Olsen...
Yes.
...told me about a TV show. So I just randomly said, hey, you know, this is what we're doing our next podcast on. Do you have a TV show that you, like, would be embarrassed for people to know? Do you know what hers is?
Mm.
Just reminded me of the finger looking good.
What?
Netflix, Master of Sex.
Oh!
I know, hey? Oh, my God. And if you could have seen the priceless little look on her face, she, like, had her fingers up, like, she was like, like Dr. Evil. It was, like, so awesome. She was like, and she's like, and then she was trying, like, I don't want to know. She's like, no, they look up old practices. No, I don't want to know. Just the title? I'm good. I don't want to know. So it just reminded me of finger licking good. That's just
that's funny.
Dirty mind took me there.
Yeah, dirty mind took me there.
So there it is.
There
but yeah,
go.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to, I have two more.
Okay.
Lego my Eggo.
Yeah, I love those. Love Eggo so much.
Eggo waffles.
Yeah. I make really, which reminds me, you know what, Samantha? I make really, really good waffles.
Well, when you don't have to do it, then yes.
Well, but
it's
you do.
Eggo.
Yeah, but you do have to do it. Because you have to put them in the toaster. I toast them just perfectly is what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
That's where I'm going with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you?
No.
See? I'm a better cook.
I don't eat waffles.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, never put them in the toaster?
It doesn't occur to me.
Oh, when they appear sometimes, I never put them on the grocery list, but sometimes they appear on the, they appear in the freezer, like I'm 10. I'm like, so excited. I can eat four.
That is so weird.
I can eat four in one sitting. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Because it's waffles.
I had a comment and I'm going to keep it to myself.
No, say it. Say it. Share.
You react to food as if you're 10.
I know, hey, isn't that so weird? But I was like, yeah, I can't even argue that one.
Yeah. Okay. How about the milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand?
M&M's.
Your favorite.
My favorite. And do you know when, why that became important, that practice?
Why?
Being a history buff.
Oh, God.
Nothing to do with forging.
Okay.
Okay. When I don't know if it's Canadian soldiers, I'm assuming it's the American soldiers, went into Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
they had M&M's because they could keep them in their pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Where Smarties melt.
That's okay.
Yeah, there you go. Know. Little. Don't say we don't teach people things.
Lisa.
I just schooled you.
You did.
I just schooled you.
I schooled you.
I just schooled you, Samantha.
Okay, well, I'm going to mention this and you didn't want me to, but I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I took a quiz.
Oh, you didn't even notice. I jumped right over that whole section. So friends of the podcast, here's
I love taking quizzes.
Friends of the podcast, here's something kind of funny, right? As you've seen probably in pictures and through our conversation, Sam has her little book of notes and I have my like scrap pieces of paper of notes.
Yes.
And we sit down for like maybe 15 minutes before we do our podcast and we go through quickly just so we kind of know where we're going.
Yes.
Right? And I saw her quizzes. I saw them. I saw she had a page, two pages front and back on quizzes. And as we were doing the podcast, I saw that she came to that page, and I jumped over it, and now it's back.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you gotta
I'm just gonna mention this one, because I think it's funny.
Okay.
It shows me in a good light.
Okay, that's okay.
The quiz was, what does your taste in TV shows say about you? Based on five different categories.
Okay.
It told me I was funny.
You were funny?
Yeah, you're funny.
Based on Murder, She Wrote?
No, because that's not what
Okay. I'm like, wow.
Shut up.
Sorry.
It says, humor is definitely one of your strongest features.
Absolutely.
And even though your humor is a bit weird sometimes, everyone finds it super hilarious.
Well, and you're super pretty. Right? So not only are you super hilarious, you're also so pretty with a perfectly arched eyebrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, because Lisa thinks she's the funnier one in this
group. I don't think that. I think I'm funny. But I think it maybe just in my mind. It's hard to say.
Okay.
You and your quizzes, though,
I know.
Samantha.
Well, you know I had to.
Oh, my God.
You know I was
going to
do it. You know I was going to do it.
I knew you were going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you did.
Mm-hmm.
You went there.
I did.
You did.
That was fun, Lisa.
Your quiz?
No. Talking about TV shows.
Well, you know what? It's kind of
who
funny.
Who knew that you were in a past life a bladesman and a
bladesmith?
Fisherman.
I'm a bladesmith.
Sorry, a bladesmith.
Yeah.
And
all
fisherman.
I want, somebody, okay, if somebody says to me, Lisa, what do you want for Christmas? Or what does Lisa want for Christmas? I want a home forge. I want a forge.
Yeah,
I just really do. I just want a forge. I just want to make a sword.
All right.
Yeah, that's all.
That's kind of strange.
Well, it's so interesting. Samantha, watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay.
YouTube it.
Okay.
Give it a go.
I will.
All right.
All right, I got a nice shake my head.
Okay.
It was about work.
Oh.
It was about a customer.
For once, not about me. Yay.
The customer felt that because they couldn't access their online account, that it was up to us to figure it out. And even though they had made the purchase online, that I was to help them get their points for their free card that we carry.
Oh,
I'm like, okay.
Dude.
All right. And I'm like, okay, but you really should be doing this online. Okay, no, I'll do it. Okay. So I looked up the Plum card number. I searched for everything and saw that the person hadn't been on there. So I called our help desk and asked them for help. And they're like, no, that email that you gave that, yeah, no, he has an account. I'm like, okay. So I said, okay, so show me what on your phone, like what you've been doing. And he's like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing. And I'm like, okay, so if you do that and that and okay.
Is your head tilted as you do that? Because yeah. My head's always tilted.
And then he's like, oh, I was doing it wrong. Okay, so if you just do that and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, he's gotten in, so thanks for that. She's like, okay, I'll add his points for him. I'm like, awesome, great, thank you very much. And I told him that, and he just looked at me. He's like, thanks. And I'm like, you're welcome. Because he made a big argument about how
wow.
It was going to take hours for him on the phone with IT to figure this out. And I figured it out in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, hey. So here's the thing, friends of the podcast. Online is different world than in-store.
Yeah,
brick and mortar. Online.
Yeah.
They live in different places.
Online is considered a store.
Yeah.
Unto itself.
Yeah. Which means we can't always help you.
Yeah, but I did.
But that was good that you did.
Yeah.
But kind of made you shake your head.
Well, because he just kept going on how long he was going to have to spend on the phone.
Yeah, and he's getting all worked up, probably thinking his time is going to be
his
wasted.
His time was wasted, and it took me 5 minutes.
Wow. Good for you, Samantha.
Because he was doing it wrong.
Wow. Way to go. Good for you. Too bad for him.
Yeah.
Good for you. So, okay, before I get to my shake my head moment, I need to... Summer's a little bit slow for Dear Dude on the Bus.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Because you know what? It's just not a lot of dudes on the bus.
No.
However, this week, there was a Dear Dude on the Bus.
What was it?
It was so funny, and I feel so bad sharing, but I'm going to. So again, friends of the podcast, I ride the bus. It's a 12-minute bus ride from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was sitting on the bus. He was on the bus before me, and he had... Well, it wasn't a Tim Hortons cup, but it was like a coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not in like a hard container, but like in a foam cup of some sort, right?
Okay.
With a lid.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting on the bus and he was kind of nodding off, right? So he was like nodding off. And as he nodded off a little bit, his hand would kind of tip a wee bit, right? Which happens,
mm-hmm.
right? Would tip. And I kept thinking, I hate to say this, I'm so embarrassed, but not really. I was like just getting so ramped up because I'm like, dude's going to spill the coffee. Dude, he's going to spill the coffee. He's going to spill the coffee. And then I'm like, oh, dear dude, spill the coffee before I get off the bus. Let it happen. And then all of a sudden my bus makes this turn onto, I think it's 2nd Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And as the bus is making the turn, dude spills the coffee and the lid comes off and it's on his knee. And oh, I was like, that's a perfect way to start my day. So this was the dear dude. Dear Dude on the Bus was brought to you by the word fuck, because that's what he said as he woke up to a wet knee. That's what he said. It was so funny.
That's a good one.
It was good. I had to laugh. But you know what? Now that we're getting into school like next week, Dear Dudes are going to be back.
Yeah, because it's going to be busy.
It's going to be all about me and my backpack again, and you know the rage that brings me. So stay tuned. But my I shake my head moment this week was really bizarre. So as you know, right, I work in the Bay.
Yep.
So friends of the podcast, typically, my department is we're separate from the Bay, but we sell special occasion, and with that we sell shoes. Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
So a lady came and she asked, where she didn't like our dresses, so she asked where the other dresses were. So I said to her that they were over by the escalator. Mm-hmm. And then I said, across from shoes. She stopped. She looked at me and she's like, pardon? I'm like, the dresses are over by the escalator across from shoes. And then she walked away and she's like, and I thought, what the hell are you laughing at?
It seems an odd reaction.
An odd reaction. And I kind of like tilted my head, as I always do when I'm kind of in the midst of an I shake my head moment. I tilted my head and I thought, okay, so here's the thing, ma'am, right? Dear lady, right? Oh, I need to buy a dress. Oh, I probably need shoes. Dresses here, shoes here. Look at me, not giggling. Okay. And then I thought, okay, I need to buy a dress. Oh, I think I should get some new shoes. Dresses here, shoes here.
Seems normal.
I didn't know what was the giggle factor in any of that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it made me shake my head, because I'm just like, because even in my little department, oh, look at us, dresses and some shoes. Because it's just, they kind of go hand in hand, right?
I don't know why she would have giggled, though.
Giggled and walked away kind of giggling, her and her son. And I'm like, that's so bizarre.
Yeah. Dresses, shoes.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So that was my thing.
Okay.
So what are we talking about next week, Samantha?
All right. Next week's topic is really based on Lisa. she's been pondering this for a bit.
I have been.
She would like to discuss the difference between expiration dates and best before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She feels that there's a difference.
There is.
So we're going to debate that.
Yep.
And then that also leads us into how excited she is for fall to come, because it brings back all her fall foods.
Stay tuned, friends of the podcast. Stay tuned.
So it should be interesting, because she, you guys don't even know the extent of all the foods that she nixes when summer starts.
But so excited, because guess who's been craving some pasta? But hasn't had any.
No.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing.
Well, that's what we're doing.
So again, you know what, friends of the podcast? Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. If you guys have, we're trying to be more interactive. So on our Facebook page, if you have things you want us to talk about, drop us a line. Send us a note. Put it on Twitter. Just whatever. You want a topic? You got a question? We'll answer. We'll give you a shout out.
Absolutely.
We're on Podbean.
iTunes.
Google Play.
Instagram.
Twitter.
Oh, Pinterest.
And just starting on Pinterest. Give us a little bit of time, because we're just trying to learn it.
Just trying.
Pinterest, not my thing, but you know what? It's kind of cool. I think it's going to work.
It's free.
It's free. And again, it's just one more thing to play with.
One more thing.
Right? All right. So I think that's it.
That's it for us.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be. Mm.